Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Community Development Cooperation. So glad you stopped by the show today. I know I'm running a few minutes late, but I had something that I had to go pick up this morning, but praise God, I made it on back. So we can start our broadcast today. Let's start with a few words of prayer. Well, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do in each and every one of our lives. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for us being the head and not the tail, for us being above and not beneath. We give you praise and we give you glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. But today, our broadcast, the title of our broadcast is God Chose and God Chooses His Workers, not us. You know, we so quick that we want this one, we want that one, but God chooses His workers, not us. He chooses us. He chooses who He wants to do the work. You know, being confident of this, that He who begun a good work, and you will carry it out to completion until the day of Jesus Christ, of Christ Jesus. You know, in every generation, God has had followers to proclaim His truth and do His will. Sometimes they have been in higher esteem by the community. Others have remained unknown and have mostly performed the task that He assigned them to the best of their ability. Regardless of the status, all of them love God with a fervor that inspires. And our tag words we use, and you will hear throughout the broadcast, as chose, workers, and servant. And that's what we are. Men and women of God, we are servants of God. You know, and as I was putting this together, I was thinking and reading. You know, the spiritual giant of the Christian faith has always had a unique personal experience of the living Christ. Paul never forgot his meeting with the Master on the road to Damascus. You know, when you think about Christ, and you think about the different things you're doing and when you went through and when God called you. Man didn't call you. God called you. He chose you from your mother's womb before you even know your existence. He had already pre-chosen who He was going to need in this earthly realm. You know, as I was going through that, I kept thinking, we as men and women of God, we like to choose the people we want around us or what we need, especially in ministry. You know, if they got a gift, well, we want to use them automatically because they got a gift that will work in the church or the organization was in. But did you go to God first and find out, is this the person that's fitted for this task, for this assignment that you have given me? You know, God have chosen people. Somebody you may be like in Texas right now. You're looking at somebody in Texas, in your city. But God might send you somebody all the way from Nebraska, somebody from Illinois. You know, but you're looking at this, but have you consulted God? You know, God chooses His servant. You do not choose yourself to be His servant. You know, over in John chapter 15 and verse 16 say, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain. You know, here Jesus spoke the above when speaking to His 11 disciples immediately before His crucifixion. Judas Iscariot had left. You know, it is Jesus who chose His disciples, the apostles. Neither did they choose Jesus nor choose themselves. You know, over in Acts 1 and 2, until the day in which we were taken up, after He thought through the Holy Ghost, at, excuse me, and had given commandments unto the apostle whom he had chose. Just like with apostle, God let you know who is apostle. He spoke to me and said, you have been promoted. And then he come back and told me, when I say promoted, Lord, he said, you have been promoted to an apostle. He chose me. Man didn't select me out of a bucket of apples or oranges. God chose me. He selected me. He put me where he want me to be. I didn't listen to man say you this and you that. God is the one told me, chose me. So I have to be about God's business. When God choose his workers, he's going to equip them with what he need and what they need for what he need them to do in the earthly realm. You know, when you think about God chose his workers, you know, God knows all his children's servants before he formed them in the womb, as he said to his servant Jeremiah. You know, he said in Jeremiah 1 and 5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. So he knew each one of us that's on this line today. He knew you before he put you in your mother's womb. He had already predestined that. Now, if you know he had done that already, we just have to wait on him to give us who's going to be our right hand, left hand, who's going to be our armor bearer, who's going to be helping us run the ministry that he gave. We just got to keep doing what he say do, why he give us the time and the time, the challenge, the everything we need. He's going to give it to us. When you think about it, he sanctified his servant. He sanctified each and every one of us for the gospel before they were born. So that means when you start having vision at a young age, you started having dreams, and you try to explain it to people, it's not for you to explain it to them. It's for you to know God is working on your behalf. He have given you what you need. You know, man and woman have come to find out where they need man to validate them. It's not man that need to validate you. God has helped already validated you. What you got to do is start walking in the calling God have called you to. You know, we fall short because we let people say we are missionary when we are helper one to another, but we may not be on that missionary field yet. If God didn't tell you you was a missionary, don't jump out there and listen to what the people say. Here, God is saying in his word, he has chosen his servant. You know you're not a bishop, so why run out there and get a title? And that's what's wrong with the churches now. We have too many people in the church that want to have a title and haven't did the work, haven't read the scriptures, haven't listened to God. They're running off an adrenaline or somebody else told them that. But what did Jesus say? You know, years ago they came out with little bands and say, what would Jesus do? Well, just think about it now. What is Jesus saying to you not to do? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to put a song on right quick because I have someone calling in. Need to know the topic. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to send them that title, and I'm going to play a music just real quick. Just hold on. I want everybody to get in on this. I'm back with you all. Forgive me, but anyone that's texting me need to know what the topic is today because they want to come on. Praise God. And as I was saying, talking from Jeremiah, you know, he sanctified. Oh, the music must be both playing today. Forgive me. He sanctified his servant for the gospel before they are born. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you. You'll find that in Jeremiah, verse 1 and verse 15. And sanctified me, set apart or separated. You know, before they are formed in the womb, God's chosen servants ordained for their specific ministry. So before I was born, I was already chosen to do what I'm doing. He had to cultivate me. Teach me, take me through something. I had to go through some trials, through some tests to come out with a testimony. That way I can say this is what God called me to do. And so I can understand chosen, workers, servant. I'm a servant of God. He chose me to do what I'm doing today. I didn't choose myself because if this was something I think I want to do, I probably would have been gone. I could have been doing something else. But God had already ordained me to do what I'm doing. He already put in me. That's why it can come out so easy, because he had already put this in me. The people didn't put it in me. The pastor didn't put me. The bishop, the this one, the that one. Jesus, mother, father, Jesus put it on in me. When we said yes to God, do you realize when you said yes, I'll follow you. Yes, I'll do your will. Yes, Lord, send me. He already know what you was going to say and what you was going to do before you did it. So that means we got to be about doing God's business. And you know, if you are a good chosen servant, you do not need ordination or laying of hands by human beings and religious institution for you to carry out your specific assignment on earth. You were ordained by God before he formed you in the womb. But we go through the formality of being ordained because that's what man say. But here, Jesus is saying, I had already ordained you. I already called you. I already know what you was going to do. But we, as in the earthly realm, we listen to this one say, well, we got to do this. We got to have a license for this. We got to have a license for that. But here, God is saying, if you are God's chosen servant, you do not need ordination or laying of hands by human beings and religious institution. They want you to go take 4 years, 8 years of theology. But if you get in that word, I can remember from a little girl coming up how God had the ministers in different church just that we would visit or go out. And I would say, ooh, that man is heavy in the word and stuff. And he hadn't been, some of them hadn't even finished high school. But they went from that Bible. And God went to directing them. God went to teaching them what he wanted them to know. People that had never read, I know some ministers cannot even pick the Bible up and read it on their own. But when they get before people, God opened their mouth. God go to speaking through them like they done did 8 years of college. Because that's God have put on the inside what he needs to bring up to the outside. And when you think about it, you've met some people that have been to college. And you say, ooh, he speaks or she speaks so profoundly because they're using what God have given them to you. We used to figure that you couldn't be this and do this because we had heard man say it for so long that you need some papers. You need to do this and you need to do that. But how many forefathers have gone on to that grave was great theologians, great bishops, great apostles, great prophets. We had a prophet that's gone on to glory. He never went to college. God taught our prophet. He started teaching us. And we was going from the Bible. We didn't go to all the schools with all the money you had to pay. We went to Jesus and Hard Knock, where we got our education. And that's what we are going on today, from the Word of God. Everyone don't have the money to go to theology school or all these different things. They started out doing what God told them to do. And I give God praise this morning for it. You know, like Jeremiah, a time came when Paul learned that he was separated for the gospel from the mother's womb. You know, over in Galatians 1 and 15, it says, "With separating, who separated me from my mother's womb?" You know, at time come, what God's chosen servant realized that she or he was separated to the gospel for her or his mother's womb. That lets you know, even in Joel, he can use anything if you want to be used. He already knew your heart. There's so many people right now supposed to be doing what God say do, but they don't want the task. They're running. They're running for what God have called them to do. Some are intercessors. Be a good intercessor till he promotes you. Some is overseer. Some pastor. Some prophetess. Some evangelist. Some bishop. Some is just a help ministry. Some work in finances. Some work in government. But be what God have called you to be. Don't run out there trying to get something somebody else have that's not equipped. Let God equip you. You know, when the right time come, and when the right time came, God appeared to Moses in a burning bush. He revealed himself to Moses, and he sent Moses. You know, over in Acts 7, 30 and 32, the word of God said, "And when 40 years had passed, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai, in a flame of fire in a bush. When Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight. And as he grew near to behold it, the voice of the Lord came unto him, saying, 'I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' Then Moses trembled and dare not look." Over in Acts 7:33 and 34, it said, "Then the Lord said to him, 'Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and I have heard their groaning and have come down to deliver them. And now, come, I will send you to Egypt.'" That means just because I'm in Texas right now don't mean he won't send me to another state or to another country to bring the message he have endowed within me. You know, we say, like, "Well, I won't go here. I ain't going there." Look at Jonah. He told Jonah to go to Nineveh. Where did Jonah went to Tarshish. He didn't want to go to Nineveh. It's the same, but after God got through with him in the belly of that fish, he run, they say, where it took days to get to where he was supposed to go to. He got there in a day. That show you, when you got work to do, we all, not just me, but we all as men and women of God, we better be about our Father's business, doing what he told us to do. You know, every child of the Lord should realize that Christ comes to each of us in a personal and a unique way. So to meet us on our own level, he's going to meet you on the level he has given you. He's not trying to jump you 10 levels past what you're supposed to be. You're going to take each level as it comes. You know, the ordinary disciples will not necessarily have a Damascus road experience. We all go through something. Don't mean it's going to be a Damascus road experience that we're going to go through. because the Savior will prepare a special experience that is unique, suited to every individual person. You know, we have to be doing what God called us to be. You know, a lot of people, even on the line, and some that's listening in on the archive later on, probably saying, you know, I wonder why they're doing that. I can do that. I've heard so many people tell me, oh, I can do what you're doing. No problem, baby. If God called you to go to the prison and to the jail, feel free. No problem. I'm just doing what God called me to do. I'm not going and jumping doing something he didn't call me to do. And a lot of people do that. They think because they see something to them with the naked eye, it's looking easy. But put them in your shoes for a day. Like I tell them, I pull these shoes off, and you can walk in it any day. If you can do what God has called me to do and been through the things that I've been through to get the anointing that's on my life, here you go. Had at it. And I bet you they'll step back. I've had a lot of people tell me that and have called me. How do you do that? How do you have time for that? When do you sleep? When do you eat? But when God has chosen his workers, he's going to ordain you, anoint you, sanctify you. He's going to do everything that you need for that task. Somebody go out to speak. Oh, girl, I could have did that. Well, evidently, God gave it to the person. He know what's going to execute. He didn't need nobody was coming with excuses, always late, never on time, never together. He's going to call people that he know is ready. Like I would say, Johnny on the spot. But he's looking after those to see if you really can do what you say you can do. You know, when the right time comes, God reveals himself not only to Jeremiah, but he'll reveal himself to you. You know, over in Jeremiah 1, 4, and 6, it says, then the word of God, the Lord, came unto me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you. And I ordained you a prophet unto the nation. He talking to Jeremiah. Then said I, oh, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, but I am a child. But here, over in Jeremiah 1, 7 and 8, it said, but the Lord said to me, talking to Jeremiah and to you today, say not, I am a child, for you shall come to all that I shall send you. And whatsoever I command you, you shall speak. That means he have commanded you to preach the gospel, to teach, prophesy, lay hands. He's letting you know, I've already done this. So all you got to do is be in his will and follow his instruction. Be not afraid of their faces, he's telling you. For I am with you to deliver you. You, say the Lord. He's going to put exactly what you need in your pathway. God choose his workers. You know, I was out saying, God, give me this one, give me that one. I need for the ministry. But God, I had to step back. That's why I'm on this broadcast today talking about that. I have to let God choose the people. He will send me the right people I need because he already know what he put in me. He already know what it going to take to carry the ministry on, to carry the vision on. He already know. He'll send some that'll stay a while, then he'll send some more that'll stay a long while. But he are the ones to choose who he want and who he want to work with each and every bit of us. He knows. You know, as you experience of Jesus deepen and expand unto constructive servant, you will become aware of a divine plan that is in the process of unfolding in your life. This plan may not be particularly dramatic or impressive by the standard of the world, but it will be God's plan for your life. In accomplishing it, you will experience immense joy and profound sanctification. On what I do, I find joy in it. Going to the prison, the jail, ministering to the men and women. God, help her. I didn't know that was in me. I was scared to even look at anybody in jail on the TV. What's more, carry the key. Here now I'm a chaplain in the prison, a volunteer chaplain, where I can have the keys. I can do this and I can do that. If anybody would have told me umpteen years ago that I'd be doing what I'm doing, I'd have told them, no, baby, you got the wrong sister on the wrong date in the wrong church on the wrong pew. But God had another plan. See, I had one blueprint for my life, but God had another. So I had to follow the blueprint of God and move that blueprint of me out of the way. So I'm glad God chose and chose me. He's choosing the workers, even these on the line right now. Let God choose who he wants you to associate with. Let God choose where he wants you to go. Let God be the author and the finisher of your life and your faith. And as I go on, you know, leaders and redeemer, I pray that I will be a faithful worker in your service and that I will never be ashamed when you judge my work. You know, as I thought about that, God does not call the qualified. We're looking for people that had 8 years of college, 10 years and 12 years of college. They had all this training. But God said, he does not call the qualified. He qualified those he called. So see the difference? Some people think they're going to get their job because they feel they qualify. But here God's saying on the other end, you're going to get the job because I have already qualified them that I have called. So them he have called, go get the job. Not that your education won't get you there, but you're going to see the difference once you get there for those that really was ordained and called by God, for them that got the diploma in the frame or on the wall stating I went to college 3 years, 4 years, but here you're going to have come step and take over your job and had a liquor college, haven't been to theology school, don't know their left foot from their right foot, but they're going to come back and put a ring around you because you are not what God chose. You know that is heavy this morning. That is so heavy and good. Then in Jeremiah 1:9-10 say, then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. I have this day set you over the nations and over. When you think about that, how God have set us over the nation, over everything. And somebody come by, well, they're going to try to do this and do that, and they're wondering why they don't never get it. Because God put you there. And so we just got to continue on praying and doing what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said to do. We have to know without a shadow of a doubt what he have called us to, what he have called us for. And today I know I'm going over. I put 45 minutes today. And if it's anybody on the line would like to say something before we coming up to the last segment of our broadcast, please feel free to hit 1 on your keypad. I would love to hear from you all. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, God's chosen servants are not perfect. But you must neither open your mouth to speak against them nor touch them because those are God-anointed people. You know, the disciples wanted to fill the gap left by Judas Issachar, and they cast ballots to choose a servant for God. They choose Matthias. And the prayer said, then, Lord, who knows the heart of all men, showed whether these two thou hast chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship, from which Judah by transgression felt that he might go to his own place. And they gave forth their idols, their lots, after their lot fell upon Matthews, and it was unnumbered, and the 11 apostles. So we're giving God the praise today for this broadcast. Neither do you choose yourself, nor be chosen by human beings to be a God-chosen server. It is only God who choose his servant. Studying worldly theology, education, family, linkage, inheritance, ordination by religious institution, laying of hands by so-called God servants, and etc., cannot make you a chosen God event. You know, when we think about being God's servant, being his workers, he will give us everything we need. You know, the kingdom of God is not in words, but in power. 1 Corinthians 4:20 say, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. People choose themselves of being chosen by human to be God's servant is what has brought false teaching, prophets, apostles, and so forth. So we, as men and women of God today, on this broadcast, let God be the one that choose his workers. Stop trying to go out and choose this one and choose that one. God have the right person for the right job, for the right ministry. And we wondering why we bow ourselves so long, because God is doing the choosing. He know we wouldn't choose that which was good. We would choose something thinking it was good, but when it boiled down to it, it wasn't good for us. So we give God the praise today. We give him the glory. We thank you for checking in today with God Chose His Workers, Not Us. We give, the praise, and we give him the glory today for this broadcast. And as I always tell you, if I have the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. And until next week, I want you all to be blessed. And our prayers over the line. Gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for those that came on to share with us today, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for leading and guiding and protecting us every step of the way, dear Heavenly Father. We come to give you praise today. We come to give you the glory today, because it's all about you. It's not about us. So we say thank you. Thank you for visiting Joy and Peace. I know it's a lot of us that's on there, but we give God the praise and the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, and thank God. I'll see y'all next Wednesday. Bye-bye.